He whooped the daylights out of me. And when I got to school the next day, I think my eyes were still red. And of all the nerve, all the gall, the darn kid came up to me and said, "Hey, Joe, I'm sure sorry that turned out like it did. I didn't intend for that to happen." He said, "What'd you do with the apples?" Well, I'll tell you, I said, I took a bite out of both of those apples, one bite, and then I threw them as far as I could throw them, and I don't know where they are. But I said, "I'll tell you what, if you come and go with me after school, we'll find them, because I got a pretty good idea of where they are." But I don't think I was able to disguise the feelings that I felt for him, because he said, "Oh, never mind." He said, I'm not too interested in apples. And it's a good thing he wasn't, because I had another occasion a little later on, a few months later, to get him in a tight, and I let him know physically just exactly how I felt about what he did to me. And I don't think it ever hurt him. According to Sounds of Mexico, we find ourselves in the La Posada